Dachdavos per Bez Mishnah Tezayin. Who are your Omer? Rabbi Tarfon used to say, Lo Alecha HaMelacha Ligmor, it is not your responsibility to finish the Melacha. As Rabbi Tarfon told us in the previous Mishnah, that the Melacha is Merubah, the Torah is vast, and a person might get frustrated and think, I'll never finish the Torah, and therefore he might give up on learning at all. So therefore Rabbi Tarfon tells us in this Mishnah, that if you don't have the capabilities of finishing the Torah, it's not your responsibility to finish it. You should learn whatever you're capable of learning, and you will get tchar for that amount that you did learn. Velo ata ben choren libato mimena. You're not a free man to be mevato yourself from Torah. As even though you get tchar for whatever Torah you did learn, a person should not think that is enough. A person is mechuyev to learn whenever he has a chance. As it says, v'gisa bo yomam belaila. In lamadata Torah harbe, nosnin lecha schar harbe. If you have learned a lot of Torah, you get a lot of schar. The schar that you get is commensurate with the amount that you learned. So therefore, when a person thinks that for every word of Torah there is extra schar, a person will use every extra minute that he has to learn Torah. B'neman hu ba'malachtecha sheyishalem lecha schar pulasecha. Your ba'malacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one that you're working for, could be trusted to give you your schar pu'ula, to give you the schar for the learning that you did. Even in this world, you get schar for learning Torah, as Torah is one of the things that you get the payros of your schar in this world. Va'keren kayemes l'olam haba, the principle will be remaining for you in olam haba. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be trusted that he will give you all the good in this world for somebody who puts an effort to learn Torah. And a person should keep in mind the matan schar of tzaddikim in the next world. As when a person sees that by learning Torah he gets schar in this world, he shouldn't think that's his schar, there will be nothing left, as that is just the piros of his schar. The main schar is la'asid lavo. As Chazal tell us, yafa shah achas koras ruach ba'olam haba mikol hanaz olam hazeh. Mesechet Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Akavya ben Mahalo Omer, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'ein atavah lidei avir. Akavya ben Mahalo says, pay attention to the following three things, and there's no way that you will do an avir. Da me'ayim basa. Take note, from where do you come? Ula'an atahulech. And where are you headed to? Vilifnei mi'ata asid litein din v'cheshbin. In front of who in the future after 120 years are you going to give a din v'cheshbin to? Me'ayim basa. From where do you come? From a spoiled drop of shechva zera. When a person takes note of the fact that he comes from such modest beginning, there is no way he could be haughty. He will be saved from any feelings of gaiva. Ula'an ata holeh lamakom afor rima v'tolea. And where are you headed to? To a place of dirt and worms. As a person has to take note of the fact that his life is short and is headed to a makom afor rima v'tolea. And if he thinks of that, he will be saved from any love of kavod and chemdas mamon and taiva. As a person realizes his life is short, and he better use the short life that he has to do mitzvos and to learn Torah. V'lifnei mi'ata asid litein din v'cheshbin lifnei melech malchei hamlachei makadosh baruch hu. In front of who in the future do you have to give a din v'cheshbin to? In front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should realize that nothing he does in this world is forgotten. Everything will be replayed to him la'asid lavo after 120 years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan. If a person thinks of that, he will not do averos in this world. As it's a terrible embarrassment to get to the next world and to have all your averos replayed to you. And that embarrassment that you suffer is much worse than embarrassment that you suffer in this world. As in this world, people forget, the embarrassment fades, but in the next world, since you have a nefesh and not a guf, the embarrassment that you have is there forever. And when a person has replayed to him all of his averis, that will be a terrible embarrassment, as Chazal tell us, oy la oysa busha, oy la oysa klima. How terrible is that embarrassment and shame that a person will suffer from the averis that he did in this world. So therefore, a person should know that he has to do tshuva in this world before he gets to the next world, so he will be saved from that embarrassment.